like we do every Wednesday, Inside Hockey. We say hello to Jonathan Davis from NHL Network Radio. Let's get up to speed as to what's happening south of the border in some of these U.S. divisions. Hello, Mr. Davis. How are you?
Oh, my God, Pat. The head is spinning. The in the man cave, getting ready for my post-game show tonight. And, it's a great time. It is a great time, but my head is spinning. And there's just two games at the moment.
I know, there's only two going on. Be tuned in, Jonathan Davis, on Ice Cap tonight on NHL Network Radio, your comprehensive NHL postgame show on Sirius XM. So that is coming your way following action this evening. Let's get right into it, JD, because there's lots going on. Yep. The Colorado Avalanche are one of the sexy Stanley Cup picks once again going into the season, and they have those same expectations for themselves. Stanley Cup or bust is how the Avs are feeling, hey?
It is, and the players have been pretty openly talking about it at training camp, and it kind of reminds me of, you know, Brian Burke has mentioned the fact, more than one occasion, that his Ducks team in 07 felt that way. I mean, that they knew that they were good, and there's no reason to think that the Avs, you know, shouldn't feel the same way. I mean, they ran out of bodies last year against Dallas. And, I think if they didn't run out of bodies and both their goaltenders and, you know, we're left with Michael Hutchinson, who did, you know, his best to try to keep Colorado in it. I think that, you know, that's the only thing that kept them from at least being in the Cup final, in my opinion. So they are healthy, and there's no reason why, you know, they should not be a legitimate contender to win a Cup this year.
Now, they do have some interesting things looming at the end of this season when it comes to contracts, and that's something I wonder. I don't know if it hangs over the season for Colorado, but that is an interesting thing to keep your eye on a little further down the road.
Well, I think it's worth paying attention to. Just, you know, I mean, look, they've got Cale Makar, who's going to be an RFA at the end of this year, and Gabriel Landeskog, that's going to be a UFA. And so, you know, look, I think as we get closer towards the end of the season, it becomes more of a hot button topic. But I think for now everybody's just looking forward to getting started. But you know, when you do look at the big picture, it is something to think about. You know, as the Avs are going to have to, you know, try to reshape this roster. There, you know, I think with Philip Grubauer is a UFA. So you know, look, they've got some players that they're going to have to. They're going to have to find contracts for, and that's something obviously for down the road. But as teams' windows, you know, get smaller, I'm not saying the Avs is shrinking by any stretch, but it's just something. It's something to pay attention to because, you know, with a flat cap, it always makes things complicated. And while I don't see, you know, Makar or Landeskog, I'm not saying, you know, these are guys they're not going to be able to re-sign. It just means what happens to the rest of the roster.
Avalanche open their regular season tonight, 8:30 Calgary time, as they take on the St. Louis Blues in Colorado. Eric Johnson is not available to play in that game for Colorado for COVID reasons. That's a late-breaking piece of roster news for Colorado. That game, 8:30, it's on NBC Sports. That's, you won't be able to watch it. You'll be able to watch it on your NHL Game Center live when the Avalanche take on the St. Louis Blues.
Now, it's not on one of the 9 Sportsnet platforms?
It is not tonight. No, they've got we do have 3 or 4 of the games, but not that one tonight.
Yeah.
Vegas also getting ready to open. They open tomorrow at home to the Anaheim Ducks, and for the first time going into their fourth NHL season, the Golden Knights finally have named a captain.
And they have, and it's Mark Stone, and it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that he was named captain. I think that, you know, that's been the belief, you know, not long after Mark Stone arrived in Vegas. So he will be the captain, Alex Pietrangelo, and Riley Smith will be the alternates. When you watch this Vegas team, the guy that seems to drive them emotionally, statistically, is Mark Stone.
Now, the setup for tomorrow, this was confirmed today. We've seen 11 forwards and 7 D, but how often do you see 13 forwards and 5 defensemen? That's a new one.
It is a absolute new one, and it's a bit of a head scratcher to me because I'm trying to figure out why Keegan Kolesar, who will be the 13th forward for the Golden Knights, is in, and someone like Nick Hague is out. because the difference in salary is about $70,000. So, you know, we've talked ad nauseum about how Vegas is going to have to, you know, be, you know, play cap gymnastics throughout the season with so little to, you know, left under the cap as they, you know, made their moves in, you know, putting Nick Holden on waivers, which we talked about. So that, that gives them, that, that gets them to cap compliancy. But, you know, the issue just becomes, I'm just surprised that it's 13 forwards and 5D. Now, Pat, I will say, you know, for whatever the reason is, and maybe there is a forward that is not healthy enough, you know, they've got some concerns about it. I don't know. I'm still trying to find that out. But when you look at the Golden Knights' first six games of the season, the first two are against Anaheim. The next four are against Arizona. So they are, you know, at least on paper, playing two of the weaker teams in the U.S. West division. It's not like they're having to face the Avs or the Blues off the hop.
Jonathan Davis is with us. NHL Network Radio joins us every Wednesday. We're going inside hockey for Calgary Co-op today. Let's go to California. What is going on right now with Evander Kane and the San Jose Sharks? That story is one that blew up this week, and it's tough to wrap your head around.
It is. And, you know, look, I'm not about to kick dirt on Evander Kane. You know, look, I know enough people who have gone through the disease that, that he is going through in being, you know, a gambling addict. And that, you know, when you're $26 million in debt, you know, that, and what he, I think he, you know, came out with $1.5 million he lost just last year. You know, there's a problem there. But irrespective of that, I mean, this is, you know, Bob Uecker says he's going to be ready to play opening night tomorrow. But I just don't know how this goes long term. It's got to be something that's going to weigh on him. I'm interested to see, you know, look, players can be ruthless out on the ice. The chirps may, you know, could get pretty intense. But the other thing for me, Pat, you know, look, I've talked about this, you know, right from the start when they made the decision to let go Joe Pavelski, and Joe Pavelski was a casualty from the Sharks for a couple of reasons. But one was obviously they signed Erik Karlsson. But two was the money that Evander Kane got, you know, was money that could have been targeted to Joe Pavelski. And they made, you know, Doug Wilson made this decision. And, you know, there's always been issues surrounding Evander Kane. This is a big one. I don't know how it's going to end up playing out. I hope for Evander on a personal level that he can get things sorted out. But the Sharks need him on the ice, and they need him to be Evander Kane, the 30-plus goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how this all plays out. But it's just something that no organization needs. And for the Sharks, whose window is so small, you know, they can't afford it because their bottom six has got too many questions. And they really need Kane to be, you know, a star for them this year.
Especially when he's taken up so much of that salary cap, right? Like, you can't have that be a dead spot in your lineup. You need him to at the very least play up to that contract this season.
Well, you do, but you know, it's not just the stats. I mean, it's what, you know, what he, you know, means or does, you know, it's just what he does or doesn't do in the room. And again, who, you know, at the end of the day, they lost their captain and a guy that spent so much in that room. You know, there's so many different components that go into it. They need Evander Kane to be, you know, a 30-plus goal scorer. And he's got to sort this all out.
To Southern California we go, and the two of the big-name players in the gold medal game last week at the World Junior Hockey Championships, Trevor Zegras for Team USA, Jamie Drysdale for Team Canada, both are Anaheim Ducks prospects. Where will they be starting the season?
They will be starting the season in the AHL with the Ducks farm team, which will play, as we talked about last week, in the Ducks practice facility. So, you know, the Ducks farm team is normally based in San Diego, but now, you know, they have moved their games to Irvine, which is where the Ducks practice. And you know, look, these two should be playing games. I think it's a much better move. And, you know, we'll see what happens ultimately, you know, but I really think that they're going to spend a good portion of the season and you know, just kind of getting themselves seasoned down in the AHL. I think that is really the best move for them. And, you know, we'll see. Anaheim's time is not now. And so, you know, why put them through anything? Mm-hmm. Why put them through the NHL rigors right now? You know, I think it's a good move by Bob Murray.
Same kind of wavelength in Los Angeles, where the Kings also had two players on either side of that gold medal game. Quinton Byfield for Team Canada, Arthur Kaliev for Team USA. Similar story for them?
Well, not necessarily, because in Byfield and Kaliev's case, you know, if and when the, you know, the CHL resumes play, you know, I would expect those guys both to be back in junior, because they're too young, you know, they don't have the age ability to play in the AHL. So right now it's kind of a, you know, they're a placeholder in the AHL until, you know, the OHL resumes play.
Fair enough. Tell us about the goaltending situation in Los Angeles as well. They're carrying three goaltenders right now.
They are, because, well, partly they've got the cap space to do it. One is that Cal Peterson has been unfit to play. So because he's unfit to play, that salary still counts against the cap. And so they've kept Troy Grosnick, the former Sharks goalie, up on the NHL roster for now. And I think, you know, part of it is, you know, when Campbell gets healthy, you know, we'll see what happens. I just don't see him being a threat, Grosnick, in someone claiming him. I mean, you know, I think Aaron Dell, the former, you know, his former Shark teammate, would be more likely to be claimed if the Leafs put him out there. I think the Kings are safe, but I think this is more about Jack Campbell being unfit to play and the Kings, you know, having the cap space to be able to keep three goalies.
And finally, I do want to ask about you mentioned Cal Peterson. What do we know about his situation? How long is that situation going to be part of what LA has to deal with?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, as everything relates to COVID, I mean, you know, we're all kind of kept in the dark. So I'm not clear on the timetable. I just, you know, we may find out, you know, in a couple of days that Peterson's ready to go. This was all a bit of caught many of us off guard here in the LA market, the situation with the three goalies. So I'm not too sure. I know the one other thing I do want to mention with LA and also, you know, as it relates to Minnesota, you know, they're going to play each other four times in their first eight games of the season. So, you know, that fourth spot is up for grabs, and this could be an opportunity for either one of those teams to try to create some distance from the other.
Mr. Davis, tell us what's coming up tonight. Well, if you've never listened to Ice Cap, if you've never heard the NHL's post-game show, it's on NHL Network Radio, following the games every night. You do it a few nights a week. Tell us what to expect on the post-game show tonight.
Oh, we are, you know, we'll wrap up the five games in the NHL. We'll go over some of the latest news and notes, you know, a lot of different stories that, you know, have developed, you know, in addition to what's gone on with, you know, with Mark Stone. And, you know, we'll just kind of update everybody on the injury status and where players are at, potentially returning for opening night. So, yeah, it's a recap, a complete recap of the day in the NHL. We come on after the final game of the night. So tonight will be Vancouver and Edmonton, actually. We'll follow that game. And it's 1 hour, so 10, 11 to midnight out in Calgary. And if you miss any of it, it'll replay through the morning.
And finally, tell us about the new podcast, the Show Me the Money Hockey Podcast.
Yeah, I mean, so thank you. It's, you know, we deal with the business side of the game. We had a really good and informative interview with Brian Burke in our latest podcast. And this on Friday, we're actually going to be sitting down with Ian Pulver, who is the agent for both Thomas Chabot and Tyler Seguin, just to name a few of his clients. So we're going to get some insights from Ian, and And if you people, you know, feel free to tweet me any of your questions that you may want us to ask Ian. And we're actually giving away, potentially giving away a pair of summer skates to, you know, one of our lucky tweeters. So if you don't know anything about summer skates, they are the greatest sandals. I don't know. Do you know about summer skates, Pat?
No, tell now I'm interested.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. They are the only, they're slides made with hockey laces. It's cool. It's so cool. And, I mean, you can, you know, for you, especially at this time, like for us here in California, they're a great thing to take to the beach. But you can get slides like with your, you know, your favorite player's name and number on them. They make custom slides. If you've got, you know, your local sports teams want to raise money, it's a great way to do it. But go check them out, summerskates.com. They make, I'm wearing mine right now. They've got the Canadian flag on them. They've got some tragically hip slides and a lot more, but really cool. And you can throw them into the wash, which is fantastic. You know, they get dirty, throw them into the wash, but yeah, hockey laces. So for the hockey fan, especially, it's really cool.
Good stuff, my friend. Enjoy the post game show tonight. We'll be listening, and we'll talk again next week. Thank you, JD.
All right, thank you, bud. Have a great week.